Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to give you a brief guided tour of the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpierce.co. So there's a blog section, which is available to everybody, but there's also a subscribe section, the inner sanctum, which allows you to support me, my family, and my work, and at the same time to get exclusive content. The exclusive content on there includes a full-length semester on Tolkien and Lewis, a college-level semester, free of charge, well, $10 a month, the cost of subscribing, and the whole of that course is at your fingertips. It's an audio course. And every week, in addition, I publish three new podcasts, normally about 15 minutes in length each, so 45 minutes of new audio content. There is a Poem of the Week podcast in which I recite, read and comment upon great poetry. There is a Revisiting Our Favourites podcast where I read from either my own work or introductions I've written to other people's work or other people's work. And there's also, in addition to that, the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast where I wax, hopefully lyrical, and hopefully learned, on anything I feel like waxing lyrical and learned on. So that's something different every week, sometimes a little mini-series. And then finally, each week I write an essay called The Lady Thou Diary, which is just what I've been doing the previous week in terms of what I've been writing, teaching, editing, my travels, and also my life at home here at Lady Down in South Carolina with my family. So that's normally about 1,000-word essay every week. So that's the weekly updates. And just by way of scrolling down here, I'm just going to let you know what I posted in the recent weeks. I've just recorded in the last hour, as I record this, the Poem of the Week podcast for this week features my reading and commenting upon some of the poetry of William Wordsworth, the great romantic poet, and Sir Walter Scott, the great Scottish romantic poet and novelist. And then in the Revisiting Our Favourites podcast, I read my introduction to a very exciting new novella called Nazar's Journey, about a teenage boy's escape from ISIS, from the Islamic State, when it invaded Iraq in 2014. Tale of great hope in the midst of anti-Christian persecutions. I read my introduction to that newly published book. In the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast, I just concluded a 7-part series to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Chesterton's birth with a series on the wit and wisdom of G.K. Chesterton. And I recorded the 7th and final part of that this week. We'll embark on something new next week. Not exactly sure what that will be at this moment. I haven't yet written the Lady Dow Diary about what I'm up to in the last weeks. So I can't tell you about it because I don't really know what I'm about to write. But in the previous weeks, I read chapter from a new book on localism called Freedom is in Our Pockets, about how every dollar we spend is casting a vote for a better or worse world. We've done some more romantic roaming across the Lake District and other places, the Wye Valley with William Wordsworth. I've talked about various adventures at home. What else do we have here? What could Chesterton teach Mick Jagger? That's a mind boggler for you. That's here in the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast. So that's part of that Chesterton series I told you about. The Poems Everyone Should Know. 15 great and timeless poems. An article I wrote for Memoria Press magazine that I read here. And so it goes on, basically. I'm scrolling down and seeing Trees, Treebeard, and the Wisdom of Chesterton. There's another one, Chesterton's Childhood. Who is the Everlasting Man? From Bonnie Scotland to the White Cliffs of Dover. So you get the general idea, the general gist. So please do consider joining the inner sanctum of my personal website at jpierce.co. And support me, my family, and my work by doing so. Thank you so much. Goodbye and God bless.